What's up, and welcome to the Live Your Personal Best podcast. This is the place where I help current and former athletes like you to show up confidently in the gym and in life. I'm your host, Emily Kaufman, a former Division I athlete and author of Elite to Everyday Athlete. I'm going to show you how to stay motivated in reaching your goals and how to have more fun doing it. So let's sweat it out and start living your personal best. Hello, hello. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Live Your Personal Best. Today's episode, we're supposed to have this guest come on, and she was talking all about accomplishing the big goal. Recently, she had summited Mount Everest, not just the base camp like I was going to do, which is about 2 weeks, but she made it all the way to the top, and hoping we can still bring her on. There was some conflicting issues, so she couldn't come on today, but I really still wanted to talk about this topic, this subject of accomplishing the big goal. Like, what does that look like? Because I think it's funny when you look at other people's lives and you can kind of like pinpoint the things that you consider from your best friend, your boyfriend, your roommates, like what you would consider their big accomplishments. But if you were to do the same with your own life, it might be different. I feel like for outsiders looking in for my life, you know, the big accomplishments might be, oh, well, you published a book, you became a Division I athlete, things like that that you kind of know about me. But if I were to say the same thing, I don't look at it in the same lens of this big accomplishment. Instead of looking at my becoming a Division I athlete goal, I just always look back and I think to myself, I spent 4 years and never qualified for NCAAs. I might look back to my published book, which I did last year with no writing experience, but you know, I worked my butt off and I got a deal with a publisher. And I can look at that and be like, yes, that was an accomplishment to write a book. But instead, I'm already, you know, on to writing book number two and still waiting for that like quote unquote big break. And I don't think that I view these things and these accomplishments this way because I'm a negative person, but I think that we all tend to have these skewed perceptions of our own goals, our own accomplishments, because we see our expectations and how it might have been different. We see the bigger picture and how it panned out and how you might have thought it was going to be something different. Because a lot of times when we're trying to go after these big goals, we might accomplish it. We might accomplish that fitness feat and, you know, lift more than you thought you would, run a faster time than you thought you could, lose more weight than you thought you wanted to. You might be reaching those goals, but it's the things that come with it that you're like, I was waiting for that to happen too. But when we do that, you're just robbing yourself of the accomplishment that's happening in the present moment. I think a big thing and a big like positive attitude advice is, you know, celebrating the small wins. But I would take that even a step further of these aren't small wins. These are actually huge accomplishments that you're making that you might be dimming down because of something else, because you're already 10 steps ahead of, oh, you know what? I made it to step one, but I could do so much more, or just give it another year and I'll celebrate it more then. I'll be happier then. Or you get to that big goal and you just had slightly different expectations, right? I think one that a lot of people can relate to maybe is graduation. I know for me, graduation is something that always felt just expected. I never once thought in my head of like, oh, maybe I won't graduate high school, or you know, I definitely had thoughts of wanting to drop out of college, but I just never seriously like, okay, like my grades are so bad, I'm going to drop out. It's just kind of like always given that I was going to graduate. Who knew a GPA? Who knew what major? But I was at least going to graduate. So then when graduation came around, you know, I kind of thought it was ridiculous when my family would be like sending me graduation cards or being like, oh, we have to throw you a graduation party, or people would be flying in like across the country for some people's graduations. And I was like, huh, I wonder why they do this, you know, and then like silly me looking at it. It's like, actually, no, this is a big deal. It's a big accomplishment. This is something that you've been working at for 4 years, at least 4 years. almost every single day, 40 hours a week, like, you know, kind of dedicating your life. And yes, there's more to college and you've probably had fun along the way, but something like that might be something that you're taking for granted. It's something that I definitely took for granted. And, you know, maybe you do have mixed emotions around graduation. Maybe it took you an extra semester, so you feel like you're already a little bit behind from your friends. Maybe you didn't graduate necessarily in the major that you wanted because you couldn't get into it, but, you know, you still have that degree. You still have that piece of paper, right? These are the sorts of expectations that you had on yourself that might take away from that feeling of satisfaction with your big goal. It might be taking away from you wanting to actually celebrate this accomplishment just because it might look a little different. And the issue with not holding space for celebrating these accomplishments in the moment is they find time to get drowned out. I've had some pretty big accomplishments in my life. None of these are probably new to if you're a regular listener, but I had an episode recently on how long I spent studying for my actuary exams. And that was something that I kind of always glossed over because it wasn't like a big accomplishment because I wasn't actually in an actuary role. This was just to try to get my foot in the door. This was just to put on the resume. And so I spent 8 months trying to study for this one exam and I passed the one exam. And then for the next 6 months after that, I was trying to apply. Long story short, I never ended up getting an actuary job. And so looking back at that, it's kind of sad, you know, when I think about all the lost effort, all of the wasted time, because it didn't pan out to anything. It didn't pan out to me being an actuary. But number one, it was still a huge accomplishment. I was still able to pass. I, you know, built that trust with myself. I showed myself that I could do hard things. But also when I see that this didn't pan out in the way I wanted to, I also didn't acknowledge that this experience and knowledge that this helped me in going to my next step, right? Like, yes, I didn't have the direct career that that exam was studying for, but it still helped me get new skills. It still helped me with different networking opportunities, things like that, where, yes, now I can look back and be like, yeah, that was still a positive, but I no longer have that same lens of thinking about it as accomplishing a big goal. And let me tell you, if you spend a long time or a large amount of effort on anything, you have to consider it this big goal you've accomplished. You have to celebrate that. You can't just sweep it under the rug, act like this is just another thing, because that is how we get stuck in this loop of thinking, you know, we're not getting anywhere. I kind of made this joke in the last podcast episode last week about how none of the episodes recently have been about goal setting because, you know, it's summer and I've been taking a break from that and I wanted it to be more fun, right? And, you know, at the time it was kind of like a joke. I was like, yeah, I'm not really thinking about goal setting because in my head I wasn't like working towards anything. I was like, you know, I want to relax more this summer, or I don't want to be so hard on myself. I don't want to be so strict. But when I was thinking those things and telling myself that, that didn't mean I wasn't working towards a goal. That just means that I'm looking at the goals differently. Working towards something doesn't mean 6 a.m. alarms and morning routines and planning every detail and all of these things that we might be conditioned to believe, but working towards goals looks like these celebrations. It looks like slowing down to acknowledge the space that you're in now and what you've done to already get here. I think, you know, on the trend of earlier and overshadowing graduation, I think that there are so many more steps after that too that just get so swept under the rug of like, oh yeah, that's just like a normal thing to happen. Like having a job, any job, is a huge accomplishment. It doesn't matter if in 6 months you realize, oh, I don't like this, and you start applying to another. It doesn't matter if the career that you're in now isn't your dream career. It's still an accomplishment to have a job. Moving out of your parents' house, for a lot of people, that's another big accomplishment. It doesn't matter if you don't have the apartment like you see on TikTok and it's not all nicely decorated and maybe you have 6 roommates in this small apartment in the city like I did 2 years ago. Like, I was always stuck in the looking for what's next, looking how I can improve that instead of just acknowledging, like, this step in itself was huge for me. So my reminder to you for today, and the whole purpose of this whole podcast episode, is just the things that you are currently doing are already big accomplishments. Stop trying to see everything as a stepping stone or how it helps with the next steps or what this means for your greater life plan. Focus on the now. Focus on how much you've improved from yesterday, a month ago. Do you feel happier? Do you feel more focused? Do you feel surrounded by a healthier group of friends and support system? Do you feel more satisfied in your role? Do you feel more optimistic on what's coming in the future? Like, improving day to day is not always about something that you can track or numbers, but it's just simple things like that too. And so that is my reminder for you today. As you go out and live your personal best, be sure to celebrate it as well. So with that, I hope that you enjoyed this podcast episode. If you did, there's so much more coming. So be sure to subscribe and send this to a friend to make sure that they're tuning in too. Send it right now. Just take a screenshot, text it, letting them know they have to listen to this episode. And with that, I'll see you next time.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.